It used to be known as Entity 40. That was the placeholder name for the recently amalgamated community that includes Sackville, Dorchester, and neighboring areas. Then in May of last year, a committee of local officials announced that Entity 40 would be called Tantramar. The new municipality only came into existence as a local government entity on January 1st of this year. And throughout this process, there's been a lot of talk about what the changes mean for the identity of the formerly separate communities. Now work is underway to develop a brand for Tantramar. As reported last month on CHMA, the contract, which is worth nearly $68,000, went to a Fredericton-based design and strategy agency called The Design Details. That company is working with Porter O'Brien, a public relations firm also based in Fredericton. The process involves a survey which can be found at takeparttantramar.ca. The town is also doing public outreach this weekend, starting Saturday morning at the Sackville Farmers Market from 9 until noon, and at Truman's Blueberry Farm in Olac from 1:30 until 4:30 in the afternoon. The outreach continues Tuesday at the Veterans Community Center in Dorchester. CHMA spoke to Tanya Duffy, who runs the Design Details, and Tom Bateman, a senior associate with Porter O'Brien. I guess to start off, some people might associate branding with something like a shoe company, for example, as opposed to a municipality. So I guess my first question is, why does branding matter for Tantramar?
Branding for a community matters for a few reasons. Primarily, it's used to help distinguish the community from other places and to create consistency in the communication with the residents and the visitors. So especially where Tantramar is a new municipality, it's going to be a whole set of tools to express the values and the different positive attributes of the place. And we know that with ramping up tourism initiatives and investment attractive initiatives and immigration, that it'll be really important to have a clear and cohesive messaging, key messaging, and visual identity in order to communicate out into the world as well as with residents.
And do you think there's a particular challenge for a project like this, trying to forge an identity for several communities such as Sackville and Dorchester, Pointe du Butte, and so on, which already have their own particular sense of identity or place for the people who live there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's an interesting challenge, and that's why the public engagement, community engagement aspect to this project is so important. So we're really hopeful that we get everybody out answering the survey and giving us their perspective on what makes the region special to them. And once we get a lot of different types of perspectives and different points of view, we're really hoping that we can allow ourselves to have a really great design brief in place and address all the different types of people in the community's viewpoints.
And what does that mean, design brief?
So when we start a project like this, we typically put together a project brief that helps us navigate the project. And it's a way to sort of get everybody on the team involved with all of the main talking points, all of the key information. So briefs can take a whole lot of different forms, but we try to keep everything in one place so that we can make sure that we're always coming back to the goals, the objectives, and sort of the mandate for the project. And when we get, you know, public engagement answers like this back, it's going to help inform what the goals and objectives are. And hopefully we'll get lots of different responses that will help us define that.
And so when you say talking points and things like that, I mean, with branding, some people might think a brand is an image. So what's the relationship between that and a set of talking points in a brief?
Yeah, well, a brand's more than an image. It's a sense of identity. It can encompass a lot of different things like tone of voice, key messaging. Sometimes sound identity plays into branding. If you think of the way your Mac sounds when it starts up, like that's branding, but it's not visual. So we're going to be developing taglines and the way that the whole communication platform will really express itself. There'll be different storytelling. It could be done through video. It could be done through social media. So it's more than just how stuff necessarily looks. It'll encompass a lot of tools that the municipality will have at its disposal to use to communicate and tell its story.
You know, it sounds kind of abstract in a sense, but there also will be, in the end, some kind of image or perhaps a few images, I suppose, depending on context, that will be used.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, that will be appear on things, presumably everything from public works vehicles to official communications such as Tantrum Art, social media.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be creating a logo, and I'm sure that the logo will be deployed across a whole bunch of different things. Vehicles, there'll probably be signage in different areas. For sure, digital facing tools, social media. There could be, when people are wearing clothing that work for the municipality, when they're out in the community, it could be that kind of stuff. When you're sending out official documentation from the community, if you get a letter about recycling updates or schedules, I would assume that it would be included on that kind of thing as well. Mm-hmm. So along with the logo, there'll be typefaces and colors that will be used, graphic applications, any kind of advertising that they might do, whether it be tourism or event based, that would all be kind of encompassed under the branding as well.
You're carrying out a kind of public consultation process to establish this brand. So can you walk me through briefly what this will involve and how people can participate?
We have a survey online right now. We're hoping people from across the municipality will respond to it there. We have paper surveys available at several locations, the Sackville Town Hall, the libraries in Dorchester and Sackville, the Visitor Information Center in Sackville, the Keeler House Museum. This weekend on Saturday, we'll be at the Sackville Farmers Market in the morning with a booth set up where folks can ask questions and get more information, but also fill out the survey there. And then in the afternoon, we'll be at the Truman's Blueberry Farm to do the same thing. Then we'll be in Dorchester at the Veterans Community Center on Tuesday, mm-hmm. Tuesday morning from 8:30 to noon. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get out. We're trying to make sure that we are giving as many people as possible an opportunity to weigh in and give their feedback and push forward and inform the work that we'll do through the summer.
Could you outline the next steps after this initial consultation that wraps up on June 30th?
So yeah, we're open until the end of June for the survey at takeparttantrumart.ca. And then Tanya and her team will get going on starting to sketch out some concepts and some designs and that sort of thing. As that process continues, we'll work closely with the municipality and some of the groups they've identified for us to get more feedback and check in. Our hope is to have some more final concepts before Tantrum Art Council towards the end of the summer, which will set them up to kind of deploy this into the fall.
I guess last but not least, participants will be entered into a draw for $100 in a local shopping spree for taking part in the survey. What kind of shops will that involve?
Good question, David. We can get back to you with a specific list. The intention, of course, is to ensure that local businesses to the Tantrum Art region, benefit from that as well. The point of that is just to incent as much participation as possible.
Okay. Was there anything else that either of you wanted to add?
No, just that we hope to see a lot of people out this weekend. And if you can't make it this weekend in person, that we hope you can visit the website at takeparttantrumart.ca and give your feedback on how you'd like to see this brand project roll out. We have had quite a few respondents so far. And as we're going through them, sometimes it's even almost emotional to read people's responses because they're describing what they love about Tantrum Art and what they love about living there. So it's been really nice and it's been really positive overall.
Maybe I should have reiterated more, but we're not here to get people to stop calling Sackville Sackville. So the analogy I had baked in here was people from Bedford are still, they still say they're from Bedford and they identify with Bedford, but they're also citizens of the Halifax Regional Municipality. And that's kind of the shape of how we see this going as well. There will be Tantrum Art, region of the municipality of Tantrum Art, but it'll still be Sackville and Dorchester and Aulac and Pointe de Butte and Midget.
That was Tom Bateman of the PR firm Porter O'Brien and Tanya Duffy of the Design Details talking about brand development for the new municipality of Tantrum Art. You can fill out the survey and find more details on the website takeparttantrumart.ca. There you will find information about public outreach for the brand development process, where to pick up a paper survey, and a timeline for the project. That includes focus groups in August before the deployment starting in September. What will deployment actually look like? CHMA reached out to Kieran Miller, Tanchamar's Director of Community and Corporate Services, to find out more. For now, she said, Tanchamar continues to post information on the websites of the former town of Sackville and the former village of Dorchester. But Miller said, these websites are starting to show their age, and we hope a new website will be included as a capital project in the 2024 Tanchamar budget. This would be a completely new website developed for Tanchamar. Given the time and work behind creating a new site, this would be an initiative for 2024. She added that once the brand development is completed in the fall and we have a new logo for Tanchamar, we will start rolling it out in the community in phases as budget and resources allow. And as for the price tag of the $67,850 project for brand development, CHMA previously reported that the town will be applying to the province to reimburse those funds out of its budget for local governance reform. On Thursday, Miller said staff have submitted a request to the Department of Local Government to cover expenses associated with reform, including $50,000 for branding. She said, we have not received confirmation yet as to whether it will be covered.